I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John Waters, icon, Hairspray, Crybaby, Serial Mom, Pink Flamingos.
Listen, Pink Flamingos is one of those life changers. You when we were a kid, we'd drop acid or eat mushrooms and watch movies like that, and you either got it or you didn't got it. But it definitely, it separated you from the herd.
Born April 22nd in Baltimore, Maryland, he is a writer and director who has brought us such memorable cult classics as Pink Flamingos, Polyester, Hairspray, Crybaby, Serial Mom, Cecil B. Demented, and many more. He detailed his hitchhiking trip from Baltimore to San Francisco in his book, Car Sick, and he's just released a new book, titled, Mr. Know-It-All. Please welcome, the legendary John Waters.
Mr. John Waters, how have you been?
I've been well. How about you?
Well, better than I deserve, for sure.
Well, that's good.
You last time we spoke, we were talking about car sick. When you know, I live just outside of Bonner Springs, and you got stranded there for a while.
That's where I got stuck hitchhiking for so long. I thought I was going to have to live there under that underpass nearby.
My God, do you know that I would have stopped my car and realized, finally, the goddamn flashback they swore to me would happen is happening.
Yeah. You know, and I drove across the country since then with a friend on a trip, and we were on the same route, and we went right by that corner where I stood, and it looked so uneventful and everything, and I just remember the torture of being there and having to walk all the way back to that Taco Bell, the change. I lived in the bathroom of the Taco Bell. And there's a scene in Pink Flamingos where they say, let's be the filthiest people alive. Let's live in gas station lavatories. And I thought, well, I am doing that. I actually am living in lavatories.
I feel like I missed something so great. And obviously, the point was, if they realized it was you, then they did. But I my God, I drive that intersection almost every day. I have 30 acres.
Well, have you never seen a hitchhiker there? No, right?
No, you know, you don't really see hitchhikers there.
No, there aren't any hitchhikers anywhere anymore.
No, and I have a little place.
That was a stunt I did for that book that worked, and I'm still friendly with some of the people that picked me up hitchhiking.
Oh, I have a way to pick up a bag of mushrooms at a place called Disgraceland. You would have moved in. Would have been fantastic. You, because I'm a big fan.
Believe me, I would have gotten in with Ted Bundy.
So the new book, Mr. Know-It-All, The Tarnished Wisdom of Filth Elder. By the way, great title.
Thank you.
Page 19, and I had to reread it twice. Let me share it with the audience. I was forming limited partnerships with one of my earlier films, for one of them. I had run into a counselor who had me as a camper when I was about 14 years old. I remember him because he used to jerk me off under the covers in our group cabin as he was telling us ghost stories when we went to sleep. I didn't mind. It wasn't traumatic. I was actually thrilled and had been looking for this kind of action for a while, but didn't know where to find it. That is not a sentence you read out of most people's childhood memory books.
But still, yeah, and then later, I realized that was really inappropriate of him. It wasn't traumatic from him, but I ran into him as an adult, and I said, I need $30,000 to make this next movie. So you have to work with what you have when you're financing independent films.
That's right.
And listen, I paid him back.
You're good. I was 16 and she was 32, and it was in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven. I'd never had a girl put her mouth there before.
Well, but you know, you have to be careful because there are people this is incredibly traumatic to.
Sure it is.
When it happens to them. And the 32-year-old, who knows? I know in my particular case, it was inappropriate. He was a camp counselor and everything. You can't do that. And then or now. So it took me a while, and it didn't, you know, I went to Catholic school and everything.
Me too.
And many of the Christian brothers were later arrested for all sorts of stuff, and all the victims, they called me and said, would you help us? And I said, well, they didn't get me. They didn't, I felt, they didn't even want me. So I felt at the same time that maybe I was too arrogant and nasty and everything for them to think that I might fall for it. But you have to be careful because for some people that would be incredibly traumatic.
But you can only tell your story, though, and your truth, because your truth is just as valid as anybody else's.
Well, it's, Yes, I agree.
You know, you're not making fun of it.
I'm always in my book, always I listen to the other side.
Sure.
I believe that all we can ever do about even traumatic things is try to make people laugh in some way about it.
That's the power.
To listen to the opposing opinions.
That's exactly right, man. Don't get upset because someone's opinion doesn't match with yours. Laugh, have fun. This world is there's a lot of people in it. You'll be a lot happier if you stop getting angry. You know what I mean? There's plenty of stuff to be truly angry about. There's hateful stuff that you can fight about. But the rest of it's just not that big a deal. And everybody's so divisive. And we all want to feel like we're so special. And we're not. We're all weird. We're a weird bunch of people just trying to get to the end.
Well, I agree pretty much. There is a lot of things that make people crazy today, no matter what your opinion is on politics, and
right.
It's divided right down the middle.
Yeah.
So, but I do try to listen to both sides and try to understand at least why people think that way. That's why I like to read editorials against what I believe in from smart people so I can argue back better.
I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more, John. If you're just joining the show, John Waters has his new book, Mr. Know-It-All. You got to follow through because, like that, I'm a big crybaby fan, so fast forward to the book a little bit. You're talking about Susu, and it's so good.
There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stories on Crybaby, definitely. Even the press agent got busted for copping heroin.
She introduced herself.
He was supposed to keep us out of trouble.
I have the vagina of a 10-year-old. She was a character. And then when she got...
say that to every person that you met. She said, hi, I have... Well, she said, I have the pussy of a 10-year-old. That's what she would say to people when you introduced her. Said, Suze, please don't say that to my mother.
Man, your life is just one big seek, isn't it? You're just looking. You're a searcher.
Well, I like to tell stories, and I'm curious, and I like to hear what people have to say, and I like to hear their best night and their worst night. And,
yeah.
I like all kinds of people. I'm against separatism of any way. I'm kind of interested in hearing all. That's why I live in Baltimore still. I'm not just around people that are in showbiz. I have people that do real jobs.
That's it. That's the only way to have a real story. If everybody wants to tribe up with their own, and I'm like, that's how you do die inside. You've got to spend your life with everybody else.
I agree. Mix. No separatism.
You are. Man, they're already giving me a rap, John, but I'm just such a fan of all the movies you've done, the books you're writing. You really, I don't think you've gotten the proper accolades for the books you're writing. I mean, I think you've got great ideas.
Look, we got a great review in the Washington Post yesterday, a great review in the New York Times.
Good for you.
This one's gotten very nice reviews.
Well,
people have been fair to me. My career has been understood completely.
Yeah, well, I met you as a director and a writer and a creator, but I didn't know you as an author as a kid. And so to find this action out about you and to go through the last couple books, it's really fun for me. So I enjoy them very much.
We're good. Well, thank you so much.
All right, my friend. Take care, John.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.